one.
A resolution by Supervisor Alexander urging the state of Wisconsin to create and pass legislation placing a one-year limit on the time frame in which insurance companies and third-party payers seeking recoupment of previously paid claims may notify the service provider of such intent.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As many of you know, before I joined the county board, I was a county employee and worked in the Behavioral Health Division in the billing department and was responsible for collecting debts owed on patient accounts from insurance companies. One of the things that the department I was part of then determined was really needed as far as a legislative change was regarding how insurance companies can come to the county or really to any hospital after the fact, years later, to say, we made a mistake back in 2006. We know it's now 2013, but here's a letter stating that future monies we send you, we're going to deduct our calculation of the mistake on. So it was very often in the department that we would receive letters from insurance companies essentially stating we had extra time on our hands and found $13,000 you owe us from 2006, so pay up. There was no appeals process for BHD and Milwaukee County to go through to debate their claim, and we had no choice on whether or not to pay most of the time. So in the resolution before you this morning, I am asking that the board approve Milwaukee County asking our state legislature to change the law so that insurance companies would be prohibited from making such recoupment claims after a one-year time period from initial payment. Such a legislative change would still allow leeway on both party sends insurance companies as well as hospitals, and in this case Milwaukee County, to make changes if there was a payment mistake, but not to go back 6, 8, 10 years on patient accounts, which could also affect current patient accounts. If you see the attachments to the resolution, and it may be on item number 2 that the attachments would be there, because this item number 1 is a substitute, and I'm hoping to lay item 2 over to the call of the chair. There is an example of a letter that Milwaukee County has sent back to an insurance company that shows the date of 2011 we mailed the letter, but it was regarding over $11,000 in recoupments from 2006, and this is just an example. There's also an attachment explaining what refund recoupment laws are in other states around the country. You'll see flipping through quickly that they average about 12 months. Some are 18 or 24 months, but some are also only 6 months. So we can compare other states' laws to Wisconsin's if need be there as well. With that said, Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the item, and department officials are also here to answer any questions supervisors may have.
Thank you. Welcome, guests. Would you please introduce yourselves for the record? Mr. Kubitschek and Ms. Moser. Thank you again for coming. I wonder if the mic is on. All right. That means you are audible. Could you please reintroduce yourselves for the listening audience?
My name is Jim Kubitschek. I'm the interim administrator for the Behavioral Health Division.
Susan Moser, the fiscal director.
Okay. Thank you very much. Ms. Moser, are you familiar with this resolution?
I am.
And are you supportive of what you see before it?
Chairman Haas, I am very supportive of this legislation, and I want to thank you and the committee for taking it under consideration, and especially thank Supervisor Alexander for presenting it to you. This is an issue which is growing in terms of our need to have such legislation. As monies have become tighter, and as insurance companies have increased their use of technology, the ability to go back and mine data from the past is becoming an increasing means for insurance companies to go after payments that they've already made to us. The American Medical Association has recognized this as a problem and is supportive of this legislation and is recommending it. States and regulators are becoming increasingly concerned. Supervisor Alexander did distribute a list of states that have enacted such legislation, and the list is growing. I reference Illinois that put such legislation into effect beginning January 1st of 2012. There is an issue. If the look back and the audit they've done identifies a legitimate error, no other business has the opportunity to go back 6 years and correct an error. It's extremely costly to us. We have to go back into archive data. We have to spend a lot of time negotiating and dealing with the company. If the error is not legitimate, and I'm very pleased that Supervisor Alexander provided the example that she did, this is an example where the insurance company took the outliers, the people with long stays, and said, we're going to charge you or pay you a DRG rate, just an amount for the stay. Everybody else is going to, we're going to charge you the per diem on because they had short stays. We were able to successfully fight this because we turned around and said, okay, we'll go with the DRG rate, but then you're going to owe us $100,000 instead of we owing you that. So these are the kinds of things that are occurring because of that. And I think we have a right to demand of insurance companies that they have first pass accuracy. They get it right on the first time, and that we don't deal with this for years going backwards. So we very much appreciate your looking at it. It is something that is very revenue important to us at BHD. Thank you.
And Mr. Kubitschek, would you like to add anything?
The importance of this in terms of the budgeting perspective is can't be understated, and what I really want to focus on, at least from my perspective, is our complete inability to appeal this because it's taken out of future revenues. We want you to pay us this back. It's recouped. It's removed without even an ability to appeal. That's why I think, and the other piece here is that if we're negotiating with private insurance companies, this does become a sticking point because they're not required by law to put these limitations on. It becomes a major point of contention in those contract negotiations with the payers.
Supervisor Gutierrez.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I was just wondering if there has been any discussion with any legislators at the state. I guess this would be more for the sponsor. Unless anyone else knows if there's a likelihood that someone would introduce this at the state, if there's been any preliminary discussions, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Alexander?
Yes, there have been. I've met with Senator Nakia Harris, and she has shown support for it, and she and I are working together on achieving bipartisan support in both the House and the Assembly.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Broderick?
I am always concerned about unintended consequences. This sounds on the surface like a very good idea. I think we could benefit from perhaps some further analysis, but ultimately I look at the possibility that this would be passed in Madison once introduced by the corporate friendly powers that currently control state government, and I would not be optimistic about the likelihood of its passage. Have you guys looked at unintended consequences? Too oftentimes we find something enacted and then, there's an unintended loophole built in that actually serves contrary interests.
One of the things I have noted, Supervisor Broderick, in looking at what's happened in other states, the one example of that comes to mind is an apparent amendment in a state that gave them a long look back period. I believe it was 5 years. So that actually put it into the legislation that they had that time. And so, yes, I do believe that there are some fears as you go forward with it.
I'm sorry, sir.
Let's go ahead.
Excuse me. The other piece is we don't know what we don't know. We don't know what the final legislation language will ultimately look like, referring back to
Dr. Moser's point, that they could say it's a five-year look-back period as opposed to there's really no limits placed on it now, but it would be longer than what we would have hoped for, or there could be some specific language changes that we were not hoping to have included in this legislation. Legislatures, and we would advocate for what the language that we would prefer to have in there, but ultimately it's not our call.
But on balance, you would recommend this in its entirety?
Absolutely.
Likely to do more harm, more good than harm.
Much more. Okay. Much more.
Thank you.
And Supervisor Cullen.
Mr. Chairman, I share some of Supervisor Broderick's concerns. I served on the Insurance Committee, and I think you're right. The insurance industry is going to end up writing this bill, whatever passes is going to have to pass the muster of the insurance lobby. And a one-year look back, I'm guessing, would not. But I could be wrong. I don't know procedurally how we do this. I'd love to have the opportunity to discuss this potentially with my representative, Dale Kuyang, and my senator, Senator Buchmeier, to see if they have any interest in advancing this proposal. So I don't know if we can have this held at the call of the chair or what motion we need to do that. I mean, I hate to vote against it, but if a motion to hold this at the call of the chair is appropriate, I would offer that motion.
Supervisor Broder?
It occurs to me, in light of those comments, is there anything we can do locally that doesn't depend upon state action to impose our own policy regarding payment that would restrict the acceptance of many bills to a year and let the courts decide beyond that, so that there's some remedy provided, but nonetheless we have a set policy that says, look, if you're going to dilly-dally around for 5 years before you bill us, forget it.
Supervisor Broderick, there certainly is a literature out there that we're not the first organization or the only organization obviously faced with this, and there certainly have been looks by the experts and recommendations about things that we can and should do. The AMA has proposed things like make sure when you have a large one, we've had them come after $500,000, make sure that you get help. Get a representative, get someone who has some strength in there to help you fight this. There are recommendations of that nature in how you deal with the large ones. Some of the smaller ones, we are in implementing our new electronic medical record at BHD. We have put in coding to this end that will give us the opportunity to monitor it on an ongoing basis whenever we have a denial code that comes in or a recoupment code that comes in when someone has come after money, so that we can more readily catch the small ones, the little ones that an employee sitting at their desk may not realize the importance of or how to always fight it. So there are things that we can and have done and are doing, but those things, because of the nature of the long term, the five-year look back, become really prohibitively costly in terms of our resources and our labor force to have to fight them. And that's, I think, one of the reasons that one of the strong reasons we really would like this is it's really a costly thing to do. It's very labor intensive. I've been dealing one with United Healthcare right now that we have been back and forth on the phone for probably 9 months, and it goes on and on. And so it does sap us of our strength and of our time. But there are things that we can do and that we are doing. We're trying very hard to control this from our point right now without the legislation.
Perhaps from a legislative point of view, if you come upon potential remedies that would at least be in some part helpful, bringing those to our attention, I'd recommend. Thank you.
Chairman,
Mr. Kupchak.
Supervisor, if I may, I think strategically would need to evaluate bringing the private sector into this equation. We have not done so as yet, but certainly could. I'm going to make the assumption that they would be very invested in this legislature, and we could certainly reach out to other private hospital systems in the area and solicit their input and support.
Thank you. Okay, so we have a motion to lay over to the call of the chair.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Alexander, please.
Thank you. I would urge supervisors not to lay this over to the call of the chair. If a layover were necessary in order for supervisors to contact their own or chosen state officials for further input, a layover till our next meeting would be more reasonable. I think that this is imperative to get moving because it has the ability to help save Milwaukee County hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year. We're looking at near $1 million a year that we can save, and I know we're all very budget conscious, especially when it comes to mental health services. I also think that while I don't want to put out names here today on record of who's supportive, I have had conversations with both Assembly and Senate persons, and I'm just waiting on official sign-off, but like many things that we've put through this committee before, this is simply a statement of our position that would ask them to consider changing the law. Also, it's been brought up that at the state level, we could expect the insurance companies and insurance lobbyists to oppose legislation like this. We could also expect the American Medical Association, every private hospital in the state, public hospitals in the state, along with probably the Wisconsin Counties Association, because this legislation would be in the interest of all of the counties to support the legislation. So I don't think that we would have to look at it as a David and Goliath situation necessarily. I think it is something that is feasible. And even if it got to the state level and there was a lot of opposition to it, I think that having a look-back period that is defined, like other states where it's 12 months, 6 months, maybe 24 months, if that's the negotiation that had to be struck, is still better than allowing us to have an undefined negotiation period or look-back period that would extend it 6, 8, 10 years. Right now, there is no limit. They could theoretically come back to us right now saying, we recognize that Milwaukee County didn't pass the proper amount in 1995. We'd like to recoup that from you, and with interest, that comes out to $500,000 on a single patient account. We shouldn't leave ourselves open to that type of exposure with insurance companies. Thank you.
Supervisor Romo West.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. A layover to the call of the chair simply means that it's the chair's purview as to when it comes back before us. It doesn't mean that it won't come back before us next month, and I think that it's worth giving the committee members, especially when you've had committee members who have said, I won't vote for this, or I'll vote against it if it comes before us today, to give them that time to do that review. We all understand that the author has friends in the legislature, and so she is probably not as concerned about this as some of us may be, but has Supervisor Cullen has a great deal of experience in the legislature as well, and so if he's got cause for concern, I think it's prudent to take whatever time it takes for the committee to become comfortable. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Roma West. Dr. Moser, you had said something earlier about consulting with various bodies in the industry. Could you expound on that a little bit, please?
I can reference the case Chairman Haas. I can reference the case I'm currently in negotiations with UnitedHealthcare. I sought out the advice of a Medicaid consultant that we're currently working on a project on our Medicaid cost report with. He's a Medicaid expert who has a long-term experience with the state of Wisconsin. And this particular claim is a Title 19 HMO claim, and simply sought out his advice to ensure that my interpretation and my reading of the situation was correct, and so that I felt on strong ground in fighting the illegitimacy of their claim. There are also organizations that have done things such as take on legal, put this in a legal framework and go after the insurance company for breach of current contract, stating that a look back of our recoupment of funding for a previous service from payment for the current service is indeed a breach of contract for that current service where you were authorized to perform, there was medical necessity and you did it, and then they withhold the funding for that current service. So there are
things that are being done, to date, what I have done is seek the counsel of people that, from, for example, in the state Medicaid office, or people that I know specifics of these kinds of claims, to make sure that I'm on sound footing when I do fight the companies and that I have all the information necessary. I have not gone beyond that. We have not yet taken a claim to Corporation Counsel. We've been able to handle them on our own, but I think we would have that option too at some time. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Supervisor Stiskunis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a process question, I guess, for the chairman. A motion to lay over at the call of the chair versus the motion to lay over to the next meeting, is that typically a killing motion here? And I've only been here a few months, and is that a way that we kill legislation when we...
No.
I see one head nodding yes and a bunch no, but Mr. What's your opinion, Mr. Chair? You're the chairman.
Yes, sir. Supervisor, you may appreciate me saying that it depends. If it's laid over to the college chair, I can bring it back next month. I could bring it back in 2 months. Special meeting? Yeah. It's to the call of the chair. Sometimes it is used to put an end to legislation if the chair is not friendly to it. So I think it would be appropriate now is if Madam Chair would please call the roll on the...
Oh, wait, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor.
So if I can just ask you a question then, I mean, will you commit to bringing this back at some point?
Yes, indeed.
You do commit that we'll at least be able to have an up or down vote at some point?
Supervisor, I do plan to bring this back.
Okay. Because I, Mr. Chair, thank you. I like this resolution. I think it makes a lot of sense. And at some point, I want to vote in favor of it, but it does seem like it's a little premature that there's some spade work that we need to do yet. It would be great if the folks from BHD could talk, as they mentioned, to some other local hospitals, and it probably would be good to make some contact with the hospital association, because Supervisor Cullen's absolutely right. The Insurance Alliance is not going to take, you know, they are going to be kicking and screaming on this, and at least if we have the hospital association sort of on our side, at least we're in the ring, I guess, because the Insurance Alliance won't like this, and they'll try to water it down and do whatever they can to kill it. It also gives Supervisor Alexander and I guess Supervisor Cullen a chance to go to lunch with Senator Vukmir and Representative Kuyenga and see what he can do. But I like it. I want to vote on it. Thank you for committing to bring it back. I won't put a timeline on, but sometime before, I won't put a timeline on it. But it does seem like we need to do a little spade work. And so with the chair's commitment that he will at least bring this back after members and staff do some work on it, that we can vote on it, then I will support that motion to put it off for today.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Romo West.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do we know where this... Martin, did you write this legislation?
I assisted.
You assisted? Okay, thank you. Just wanted to know the origins of this legislation.
Supervisor Cullen.
So I just want to state for the record that I'm not trying... This isn't a killing motion on my part, but I don't know when our overworked legislature goes back. I don't know when the Senate's going back. Is it going back before January? I don't think so, are they? Maybe Jamie. So there's plenty of time to get a bill moving, get it introduced, and then they're probably done in March. So they'll probably be on the floor at least 3 or 4 days between January and March. So, you know, we can get this bill on the fast track once January rolls around. But so, you know, I think as Supervisor Stiskunis said, there is some work that needs to be done before we can do this. So I just wanted to make it clear for the record that this wasn't a killing motion on my part.
Thank you, Supervisor Cullen. Ms. Kuhn, can you tell us what the legislature's schedule? When is the Senate back in session? Are they already?
The Senate already met. It appears that one or both bodies will be in the first week of October. Obviously, that's on the floor. The committees are meeting.
Okay, so the committees are now meeting.
Yeah, they have been, but they're not revealing what days they're meeting in October, but they do have session days in October and November.
And November.
December, I think.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They go through December, and then they start again in January. I mean, they're in session right now, they're just not necessarily on the floor every day that we suggest, which is standard.
Okay. Okay. Unless anybody else has a comment, ask Madam Chair, please call the motion on layover to the call of the chair.
Staskunas?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Cheer?
Aye.
Six ayes, one no. The motion to lay this item over to the call of the chair is approved.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.